Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, the brilliant Murder Capital on Radio Nova, one of our previous songs of the year. They're only good things. It's Kieran McGuinness, it's Radio Nova. We are chatting very, very shortly to Dermot from the Murder Capital all about their brilliant album, Blindness, their third album, and their big gig in the Ivy Gardens on July 19th. But last night, a huge thing happened. Their gig was cancelled in Berlin due to their insistence on voice and support for Palestine in the form of having their flag on stage, as they have been doing at all their shows in the current tour. And here's a little snippet of what ended up happening last night.
We pulled in to Berlin this morning. We had no idea that we weren't allowed to fly this flag here today. We found out early this afternoon. This is from the band's point of view. We discussed it for an hour at length. We came to the decision that we were not going to take the flag off the stage. That was a decision pretty easily made, but we discussed possible outcomes. What if they decide to cancel the show? We spoke earlier today about this, about how we wish live music and art and theatre could be free of political discussion and things like that, but as the world as it is, unfortunately, it just cannot be.
So they announced, yeah, that they weren't going to be able to do the show. Played in the street, which was beautiful. But it's an amazing thing that's going on with artists at the moment, and it is reaching a pinch point in Germany especially. We're going to chat now to Dermot from Murder Capital, live from Germany. How you doing, Dermot?
Hey, Kieran, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. So we're going to chat about the brilliant gig in the Ivy Gardens, your biggest ever show, your brilliant third album, Blindness. We're going to talk about those, but we're going to talk about the current situation. You're in Germany and you've just had last night's gig in Berlin cancelled and tonight's gig in Cologne cancelled. So for listeners who might not be aware, there's a kind of a major opposition in Germany to political demonstrations of a kind of a pro-Palestinian nature. It's never a nice situation when a show is cancelled for whatever reason. But did you see this coming? Did you anticipate this coming?
Well, when we got into Berlin, we set up as usual. We got into the venue. We certainly had a discussion about temperature of climate when it comes to a place like Berlin and Germany. And, you know, coming from Ireland, it's a very obvious thing that we see what's happening on our phones and the humanitarian crisis that's happening day in and day out in Gaza. And, you know, for our show, we feel like it's such a small gesture to have the Palestinian flag visible on a base cab during our shows, which we've travelled to Japan, Australia, New Zealand, gone around the UK and gone through Portugal and Spain and Italy. We were in Czechia as well. And we even played a show in Munich the other night and there was no problems. And then an hour before doors, we were told, that the gig wouldn't be happening if we didn't take off the flag. So, you know, we felt that would be a huge political statement to take off that flag, since that we've had it on every show. And yeah, it's a tough decision. Like we stand by that we were ready to play a rock show, so we didn't cancel any show that the venue cancelled on us. But fortunately, we were able to go outside and explain it to the punters that spent, you know, their money to come and see us and travel a long way. The, you know, people came from Frankfurt, which is, Germany is a considerably bigger country than Ireland, so, you know, we appreciate people traveling, but, you know, we explained that we'd try and, you know, people did understand where we were coming from, and we played an acoustic set out the front of the venue, which turned out to be a really great moment, I think, just in terms of just like sharing the music and, you know, taking some sort of stand of, you know, just trying to show visibility to a country that is, you know, people that are experiencing statelessness for the last, you know, 70 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, and it's difficult sometimes. You're not necessarily making a decision to make political decisions. You're just doing a human decision.
Absolutely.
How have people responded?
Quite positively. Like, our point is that we don't want to be political. No, it's we're musicians. We want to play music to people. You know, like, I just feel like people's responses to us have been quite positive. They, I think, understand that where we are, and that, you know, if we're a band on stage, it's our stage. We should have to express what we feel we need to express to the people that come to our shows. And if anybody has come to see our show, it's not all about a flag or anything like that. You know, it's about the music. And there is dialogue between ourselves and our fans. And, like, we go out every night and speak to, you know, at the merch desk, we speak to everybody that come to our shows. We always try and make an effort of that. So you know, we try to welcome everybody into our shows, and I think people understand that, and they've been hugely supportive about the whole thing in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, well, look, at fair play for making the stand. We won't talk about it because we want to talk about the album and we want to talk about other stuff, but I think one of the things is that this isn't necessarily actually about politics. It's about humanity and people. Do you think that people are kind of struggling to make that distinction?
It is a humanitarian issue, but I think that it becomes divisive when it's either this way or that way, and unfortunately there's people that see one stance, you're ignoring another, you know, and it's not that. It's literally, for us, it's just there's an abundance of human suffering that's happening, and like it just needs to stop. Anything else is just supremacy over another group of people, and nobody wants that for anyone, you know.
And
I think our main thing, what we wanted to do with the venue yesterday, was just to try and get to an understanding, you know, that they understood us and we understood them. And unfortunately, it was a difficult conversation, and it's an important conversation to have and to try have these conversations. But again, like, it's, we're musicians, you know. We were talking about, I wish it wasn't our place to have these discussions, you know, like, but we really can't ignore it. You know, we're in the middle of a tour. We've been touring since March, and this is the first place that this has happened. So unfortunately, it's happening again tonight in Cologne, but we're going to play an acoustic set in a park nearby, and hopefully people will come out and, you know, enjoy the music.
Yeah, and I bet they will. It's amazing how many Irish acts are vocal about the situation as well. It's amazing stuff. But look, we're going to chat about the album. So Blindness is the third album. It's an excellent album. It's an excellent listen. It's got this raw, thick kind of melodic sound. It's so great to listen to. And it's the sound of a band, I think. I really enjoyed your last two albums, but this one feels like a band just getting to really have their unique sound crystallise. And it's just such a pleasure to listen to that. It's 8 weeks since it's been out. How has it been playing these new songs?
Great. It's been brilliant, like, finally, like, taking them out in the road and showing them to people. Like, we had played a couple of tunes when we were supporting Nick Cave there late last year. That was before, I think, only maybe one or two songs were out at that point. But, like, now that the album, you know, has been released, like, coming back to those songs live, and we do play a lot of them in our set, they feel better every night. And there still is a bit of figuring out, I think, for us when we play songs live, of just making them, like, feel the way that we want them to every night. But the reaction is great. I feel like that they really represent a progression for the band, and in terms of our, like, whole sonic sphere and, like, our whole live show. I think it really does tie up a lot of loose ends for us, you know, and yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny that the album is called Blindness, because I felt like a lot of the themes on it were about seeing things clearly, or, you know, seeing things for the first time, or seeing things through a different eye, you know, and I think that's an interesting thing. Is that something that you deliberately decided to write about, or was it something that you saw was a theme afterwards?
Yeah, well, I think when it came to kind of like naming the album and giving it a title and then seeing the themes that kind of came up, it came up afterwards. So it's like in Blindness, like you're the things that you might not see upon maybe like reflection and stuff, and yeah, it's really about the things that might be on the, if you have tunnel vision, and it's just the emotional blindness that you might have towards things. But I guess like when we're playing these songs live, even now, like the songs are, I'm seeing things in the songs that I wouldn't have seen even last night when we had that acoustic show. Of like, there's something about the songs that when you play them in different contexts, how they can mean different things, and then suddenly you can see them in different lights. That's my takeaway anyway from the album.
Yeah, there's a momentum throughout the album, and there's an energy throughout the album, which I think is just, it's just like kind of relentless in a way, even on the kind of more kind of, not jaunty, but the ones that have much more melody to the fore, there's still this kind of push and this energy through the album. So is that the kind of thing that we're going to feel when we see you live in Ivy Gardens on July 19th? Is that going to be a theme for the gig, just energy?
Yeah, that's it. I'm on energy crew, you know? So we're just trying to get a, like I said, like some of the straight ahead songs, they're songs that we really wanted to try and write, you know, like songs that just got us into the needle, like they're dropping the needle into the feeling of the song. So that's what, like things like a Distant Life or Words Lost Meaning. I think they satiated a certain a certain direction in terms of how we write songs. What is the feeling of this song? That's it. Like, I'm coming to that quickly and then writing around that feeling. Like, we even have a song that's called That Feeling, and it really is just trying to maintain what is the essence of the song and what does this song feel like. And then, so instead of writing one section, then another section, it would just kind of come together more. I felt like we were a lot freer in writing. And then when we play live in the Ivy Gardens, that's the accumulation of all those shows that we played up until that point.
Yeah. No, the gig in the Ivy Gardens on the 19th of July is just going to be, you know, everything you've learned, everything you've done up for the last couple of months, you know, really knowing the songs and the ultimate set list. So that's going to be absolutely special to go and see. My favourite song in the album and one of my favourite songs of yours and one of my favourite songs of the last year, I'd say, is Words Lost Meaning, which I think is an absolute gem of a song. It's anthemic, it's alternative, it's thick with like, you know, this sound which is just so powerful, but it's still just got this absolute heart in it as well. It's amazing. So really, really looking forward to hear that one, and we're going to play it next. Dermot from the Murder Capital, best of luck for the rest of the shows, especially in Germany.
Thanks so much, Kieran. Thanks for taking time.
Yeah, and fair play on the stance, and we'll talk to you very, very soon, okay?
All right, nice one. Thank you.
Nice one. Let's play it. This is Murder Capital with the brilliant Words Lost Meaning on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.